Reformed, Liberal or Messianic and under the authority of a Beth Din. These students granted SMICA from the Union of British Messianic Synagogues and Union of European Messianic Synagogues do so after years of study and mentoring, and they become rabbis under the authority of our rabbinic Beth Din.
As the rabbi whose role it is within the exec to mentor our rabbinic interns and to be the one who plays an active part in the training and input into our rabbinic interns' lives, it's been for me personally a deep joy to have a very close relationship with Levi. And I want to, before just talking a bit more about the role of what it means to be a rabbi, I just want to give him a little bit of testimony at this point. We've known each other for a number of years now, and to be fair, as we've known it with the relationships that we've had here and the situations around our relationship that we've had, events on the ground and so on, it's been quite a challenging time at times. And yet I have to say that Levi absolutely has soldiered through everything, and what has blessed me more than anything else about this man is his wisdom and actually his deep humility as well. No one can be a rabbi if you think you deserve it. You can only be a rabbi if you are beginning to walk into the level of humility which Yeshua himself showed. A deep humility before God that recognizes one's own weaknesses, failings, issues in your own life, and yet clings to God. This is what Levi has done over the years that I have known him. And so I can personally testify to the fact that it's not been easy for you. Things have worked against you, people have worked against you, and yet this is a man of God. And I don't use those words lightly. Many people like to think they are a man of God or a woman of God. But the real men and women of God have no need to say it. And you won't hear those words from Levi's lips because he has no need to say those words because it's a public testimony of who you are. So Levi, in line with 1 Timothy 3, 1-7, Rabbi Shaul gives instructions to the kind of lives that those whom God puts in leadership over his people must maintain. Quote, here is a statement you can trust. Anyone aspiring to be a congregational leader is seeking a worthwhile work. A congregational leader must be above reproach. He must be faithful to his wife, temperate, self-controlled, orderly, hospitable, and able to teach. He must not drink excessively or get into fights. Rather, he must be kind and gentle. He must not be a lover of money. He must manage his own household well, having children who obey him with all proper respect. For if a man can't manage his own household, how will he be able to care for God's Messianic community? He must not be a new believer, because he might become puffed up with pride, thus fall under the same judgment as did the adversary. Furthermore, he must be well regarded by outsiders, so that he won't fall into disgrace and into the adversary's trap. And again, I want to just bear that moment of testimony here, well regarded by outsiders, that we know in Romania and within the Jewish community that Levi has a good testimony and is regarded by those around him, regarded by those around him as someone to go to for a good word from the Lord, and regarded within the Jewish community as someone with integrity who is respected in that way. Again, Shaul spoke on this subject in Titus 1:6-9. A leader must be blameless, husband to one wife with believing children who do not have a reputation for being wild or rebellious. For an overseer is someone entrusted with God's affairs, he must be blameless. Not be self-willed or quick-tempered. Not drink excessively. Get into fights or be greedy for dishonest gain. On the contrary, you must be hospitable, devoted to good, sober-mindedness, uprightness, holiness, and self-control. You must hold firmly to the trustworthy message that agrees with the doctrine, so that by his sound teaching he will be able to exhort and encourage, and also to refute those who speak against it. And again, we have seen a living testimony of this in Levi's life. Over the past few years of your instruction, you have humbly submitted your life to the scrutiny of the Beit Din. You've applied yourself in study. You've held firmly to the trustworthy message of salvation through Yeshua HaMashiach, in good times and in bad. You've proven yourself, Levi, to be a reliable man, a man of sound spiritual judgment and of righteous living. You've also shown yourself to be a good and honest steward of congregational finances. Moreover, you have pastored your flock well. You have given generously of your time, your money, and your energies to all those whom God has placed under your care. Therefore, on this day of your smicha, the Beit Din of the UBMS is pleased to declare before this assembly of God's people, gathered in his sight, that we recognize all these qualities spoken of by Rav Shaul to be present in you. It's important to note, however, Levi, that when he wrote his instructions, Rabbi Shaul spoke in the present tense. These qualities are therefore not only qualities which are essential to your entry into the rabbinate, they are qualities which you are required to maintain as long as you are part of this rabbinate. The rabbis of the UBMS, UEMS, and the Beit Din therefore charge you to remember these qualities at all times, to consider the fact that from today your conduct as a rabbi not only reflects upon our Beit Din and upon the UBMS, UEMS, but upon the wider Messianic and non-Messianic Jewish community. Above all, you should remember that your conduct reflects, for better or for worse, upon the Lord who is today setting you apart for his service. As a rabbi appointed to shepherd God's people, it is imperative that you continually set an excellent example in all things, because as the history of our people demonstrates, wherever the leader goes, the people will soon follow. Indeed, with regard to this, God has said, "Through those who are near me, I will be consecrated, and before all the people, I will be glorified." Moreover, Shaliach Yaakov wrote, "Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, since you know that we will be judged more severely." Therefore, Levi, the UBMS, UEMS, Beit Din charges you to continue to persevere in the excellent walk which you have begun. The words of Rav Shaul are applicable to you today as you are elevated to the rabbinate. "I beseech you, brothers and sisters," he wrote, "by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God."
Amen. Levi, the rabbis of the UBMS and UEMS and Beit Din requires you to indicate and consent to these conditions of your ordination as a rabbi. Do you consent to them? If so, please reply, "I do."
"I do."
Levi, do you covenant from the day to this day to uphold the Jewish faith as taught by Yeshua Mashiachim, and to work faithfully unto the Lord to see his kingdom advanced and Israel prosper under salvation? If so, please say, "I do."
"I do."
Levi, the calling you are, which you are today accepting upon your life, is an undoubtedly awesome one. And there is no question that it is one that man in his own strength can accomplish. But lest you despair, you should also know that the UBMS Beit Din and rabbis of the UEMS will stand with you in fellowship and prayer at all times. We're here for you today and every day. We commit ourselves to providing you with our time and our energies to be a listening ear when you need it, and to continue to support your professional development, and to offer you encouragement and considered advice in whatever circumstances you may find yourself in. Be assured that you are not alone. To this effect, we also call upon the members of your synagogue, Beit Shalom, to constantly support you with their prayers and intercessions, to faithfully bring their tithes into God's storehouse, so that you and your family may be provided for, and so that you can therefore fully focus on serving the Lord among them. We call upon the members of Beit Shalom to make your service among them a joy and not a trial, as indeed the writer of the letter to the Messianic Jews instructs: obey your leaders and submit to them, for they keep watch over your lives as people who will have to render an account. So make it a task of joy for them, not one of groaning, for that is of no advantage to you. And now we come to the Samika. I ask, please, that you remain quiet as the Beit Din lays hands on Levi and anoints him with oil.
Levi ben Yohanan, the rabbi of the UBMS at the Beit Din, raise hands for you and anoint you with oil, ordain you as a rabbi.
Everything is from you and everything is to you. You gave a power. And
we're
praying for you. I'm praying for you for the Rabbi
Levi.
That you will bless him. With your blessings.
That
he will come and will renew. That you will bring him a new status. That you will give him a power. That he will be able to continue to worship you. To bring those people that you have given to him to heaven. Then give him refreshment. And let you will bless him with all your blessings that is coming from heaven. That you are
blessed.
Will be built with the power of God. That you will just renew it in him. And let it will give him
your
blessing,
помазание,
new anointment, and new strength from you and to you.
Во имя Твое, мы совершаем это рукоположение Реви Леви
перед Тобой,
чтобы это было уже было благословение
для
Румынии,
для
Европы,
для
всех, кому Он будет служить,
и Он
направляет в небесах. И да прославится Ты,
Иешуа,
Мессия,
Машиах
Израиля. В нем
in him,
и через него. И пусть Мазальтов, твой елей, он с
неба
стекает на всю его жизнь. И пусть он увидит,
There is not, it's not for himself.
Он посвящен
на
служение
людям, to the people,
во славу,
to glorify
Yeshua
Messiah.
Amen.
Amen.
We will walk in with all God's Father. Let's pray that you will just fill His Spirit, Lord God, with more of what we have right now. Lord, I just pray for that humility. I pray for that wisdom again, Lord, a double portion. Lord, that he will be there for the flock that you've entrusted in his care. Father, I pray, give him a strong spirit of discernment, Lord God. Discernment of our times, discernment of people, discernment of spirits. Lord, that you will clothe him with your authority, Lord God. Authority to deal with unclean things, unclean spirits. Authority to deal in the name of Yeshua in situations, in people's lives. Authority in prayer, Lord God, to see mountains move. Father, we just anoint him, Lord, this morning. We've anointed him, Lord, for your work, for your service, for your kingdom. Lord, we just pray, take this servant of God. Take this humble, broken servant, Lord, who is here before you this day, who has surrendered his life to you, Lord God. Lord, we pray, set him aside in your Ruach, that you will anoint him with your Ruach, fill him with your Ruach, Lord God, that he's ready now to walk on water, ready, Lord God, to take those steps of faith in you, to see situations changed by the power of the blood of Yeshua. Lord, that you will anoint him in this, Lord, in this calling and this task, that before him the demons will flee, because they will recognize the power and authority of Yeshua and the name of Yeshua upon this man and upon his life, Lord God. Father, I pray, anoint him with your word, Lord. Anoint him with your teaching, Lord God. Anoint him, Lord, with a double portion of your face, Lord, that he will know how to deal in the kingdom of God, and that his name will be held high by others, Lord, as a man of God, Father, but in the humility you have given him, Lord God, that he will seek nothing but your glory, nothing but your glory at all times, Lord, and will seek your face. Lord God, we consecrate to you. We consecrate to you, Lord, and Father, I know this man has surrendered to you. Oh Lord, he's your servant, Lord. Fill him, Lord God. Fill him, Lord God, and use him for your glory, we pray. For shame, Yeshua, Shetainu. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Father God, we just
Lord,
lift our brother, our fellow rabbi to you, and we ask your anointing upon him. Father, I just pray for his people. I pray for Beit Shalom. And I ask, Lord, that each one of them will support him and be that strength to him and not the burden, Father, that can happen. We ask you, Father God, that you will assist Levy and training up leaders to assist him in both Moradia and in
Amen.
We ask you, O Father God, to fill him with your Holy Spirit, to
pour out for him,
so that Spirit flows out from him to other people. We pray for him, Lord, within the wider Jewish community, and in that wider Jewish community,
he
will lead his example and be the light to them. We pray for all this.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Mazel tov. Mazel
present to you all Rabbi Ben Levi Ben Yochanan.
Amen.
This is your certificate of ordination, and it is your license to officiate as rabbi with the title of rabbi.
You want to take a photo? Yeah.
Thank you so much, everybody, not only the rabbis, but also you who are such an encouragement for me. And it's a point, it's a turning point in my life. Surely I had many turning points in my life. And it was not easy, not easy. But I was warned by God that I will take you on unknown paths, on unknown ways. And this is also an unknown way. When I came here with you, just now when they were praying for me, they were like electrocuted by the Spirit of God. It's such currents through my body. Of course, you don't know who is not in the situation. But I really thank you for the trust what I have at you, and I remember some points in my life when now I recognize some places in my life, some points when God prepared me for this moment. It's when a priest is called to work, then it takes a long period. A priest is a warrior, he's a soldier in the spiritual fight, and takes a much more effort to prepare him than a physical warrior who has arms, weapons, whatever. We have spiritual weapons, and we don't see the enemy with our physical eyes, but we know that he is there attacking us and putting hinders so that we cannot perform our calling. But I had moments in my life when God gave me special powers. Moments where God performed on me miracles. He healed me more than 100 times through miracle, not just through therapy. He made it on the spot. And then, because I see many blessings from coming from the hand of Yeshua, even more I feel myself obliged, constrained, to work for him and to serve him with all my heart. The spiritual knowledge that I received gave me new powers in Adonai Yeshua. In 3 days I will be 65 years old. But I feel like 25.
Amen.
So when we talk about the new generation coming to take over our tasks,
that's you.
It's me here. Here I am. Yeah, because it's written in the Psalms, it's written that the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
I'm fat. I'm waiting to flourish. Um, My early spiritual discipleship came from my mother, because it's like in the second book of Timothy, chapter 1, verse 5, when where Rabbi Shaul says to Timothy, when I call to remembrance the wisdom faith, what is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. When I came to know the Lord, when I was saved, this was 33 years ago. 33 years ago, in 1984, in June 22nd, 22. And let me quote from Yeshayahu, chapter 33, verse 22. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, he will save us. The Lord will save us.
Amen.
My Lord is saved. And here I am with you, and we are a partnership, we must work together. I thank you so much, because you provided a lot of knowledge for me. You added to what I knew, but your help was special, because it helped me to reorganize, to check them and to correct them where they don't fit to our vision. Also, I rely on you that you will do it further on, because we cannot go walking alone.
Yeah.
It's working for Yeshua is not one man show.
That's right.
Yeah. It's not one man show. We need a congregation, we need a fellowship together. So this is a good fellowship. I feel that this is a very good fellowship. Some people try to pull me apart from you, but I pray to God, and God showed me, no, you are not to depart from them, because they are my people.
Amen.
And here you are God's people, and I am with you now.
Amen.
We all together are God's people.
Amen. Amen.
And we praise his name, because he gives us this special day when I have this turning point in my life, and from now on I will work with more energy, with more power, for the benefit of the kingdom of
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.